Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation for ISG, One Corporate Place, 55 Ferncroft Road, Suite 300, Danvers, Massachusetts, 01923. Claimant name, Wahid, W-A-H-I-D, Elk Admiri, E-L-K-A-D-M-I-R-I. ISG file number 1193617, insured USAA, injury neck back right leg, claim number 039365961-007-000, insurance adjuster treating doctor, insurance adjuster Sharon Pyle, P-Y-L-E. A place, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Date, 5/31/23. Time, 12:15 p.m. Wahid El Kadmiri, is a 52-year-old male, resides with his wife of 17 years, along with his 11-year-old son and 17-year-old daughter. He is currently not working. This is since an injury in 2006 while employed with the TSA. He had an accident at work, was rear-ended by a big truck. He injured his back and his neck and suffered an L5-S1 herniation. So this injury took place in 2013. His current accident being evaluated happened on 3/18/22. He was the driver and was hit by a motor vehicle. In the motor vehicle accident the next day, he experienced pain and went to St. Catherine's of Siena Hospital for an overnight evaluation. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc, saw his primary doctor, and then was referred to an orthopedist. He's currently receiving pain injections and physical therapy under the care of Dr. Johnson. He reports that his main concern is how the police officer handled that accident. He apparently felt discriminated against and went to internal affairs. They've currently reopened the investigation about 3 or 4 months ago. And he still feels upset and even teary when discussing it. His past psychiatric history is notable for seeing Dr. Marianne Ashley Curtis once a month. He's on sertraline 25 milligrams daily, trazodone 50 milligrams, 50 to 100 milligrams at night, and Abilify 2 milligrams daily. He states the sleeping aid is very helpful and his mood has been better. He has no history of psychiatric admissions or suicide attempts. He said that he did take medication about in 2015. He tried Prestique, Seroquel, and Xanax with little benefit. His past medical history is for his back fusion, left shoulder surgery, right shoulder surgery, and left knee surgery. His current medications include baclofen, 5 milligrams, 3 times a day. I'm sorry, 10 milligrams 3 times a day, meloxicam 10 milligrams daily, oxycodone 20 milligrams 4 times a day, and gabapentin 800 milligrams 3 times a day. He has no known allergies. He's currently under the care of Dr. Cherney for his shoulder and Dr. Johnson for his back. He underwent surgeries in 2023 for his shoulder, 2014 for his back, 2017 for his shoulder, 2018 for his knee. He's currently in line to receive pain injections with Dr. Johnson. He denies alcohol use, drug use, family psychiatric history for either psychiatric issues or substance abuse issues. Okay, to clarify the history of present illness, Mr. El Kidmiri reports he's been disabled since 2014 following a motor vehicle accident in June of 2013. At that time, he was working with the TSA for 8 years as a behavior detection officer. His back was injured in the motor vehicle accident in 2013, and he underwent a fusion, L5-S1, in June 2014. He reports poor outcome from the surgery. He suffered a second motor vehicle accident in 2019. He states there was a flare-up of pain symptoms in his back and his neck. He underwent physical therapy and trigger point injections as well as cortisone injections, and states those treatments did help him function. He then was in another motor vehicle accident on 3/18/22 when he was driving to a mosque for his daily prayers. He states he was clipped, quote-unquote, by a car. He called the police, and while waiting for them to arrive, the other driver had family and friends appear. When the police officer arrived, he felt she was very friendly to the other involved party and his family. He also was concerned that no breathalyzer was done. He requested to speak to a supervisor, and he has filed a complaint with Internal Affairs. He underwent left shoulder surgery in August, and August 2022. An arthroscopic rotator cuff under the care of Dr. Cherney is currently going for physical therapy. The patient is 6 feet tall. His weight is 175 pounds. And he's hoping he'll improve enough to be able to do some kind of office work. There's no hypertension, no lung conditions, no heart conditions, no smoking, no diabetes, or any other non-medical conditions currently. Social history, he was born in Morocco. He's been here since the age of 19. He went to college for accounting. He has one brother and two sisters. His mother goes back and forth between here and Morocco. His father died in 1975. Denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. Excuse me. On mental status exam, he's he's casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Denies hopelessness, mood, slightly depressed, appetite good, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies visual auditory hallucinations, insight fair, judgment fair, my impression is that he meets criteria for major depression, moderate recurrent without psychotic features, partially resolved. Any elements of post-traumatic stress disorder do seem improved at this time. I believe there is a causal relationship from his most recent motor vehicle accident of 3/18/22 and this subsequent episode of depression that is currently being treated and has recently improved. I have commented on his history of injury and pre-existing conditions. And established that the current symptoms match the symptoms for which he is seeking treatment. I've included information on prior accidents, injuries, surgeries, and medications. He is unable to attend to all the facets of daily living or work activities without help from his wife. He's currently not employed. I can comment on what orthopedic issues are interfering with daily living or work activities, but certainly hopefully he'll be able to do more as his depression is slowly improving. I've listed a review of the medical records, treatments, and treatments, psychiatric treatments is out of my realm to comment on any equipment. The claimant has not reached pre-accident status. Or maximum medical improvement at this time. I've described the accident, including his position in the vehicle, as he was the driver. Is out of my realm of specializing in psychiatry to comment on his current medical complaints or address his surgery, diagnostic testing, further treatment, need for orthopedic treatment, special transportation, durable medical equipment, injections, or prescription medication other than the psychiatric medications. I believe he should receive continued sessions with his psychiatrist. Right now they're on a monthly basis and he is benefiting. He does not have pre-existing psychiatric conditions that influence his care or treatment. There is I'm not aware of any injuries or medical conditions, new medical conditions after the date of loss that have influenced his care. I, Shelley Epstein, MD, hereby declare under the penalties of perjury that I am a duly licensed physician in the state of New York and that my assertions and conclusions contained in the above report are true. The claimant was examined according to the restricted rules concerning an independent medical examination, is therefore understood that no doctor-patient relationship exists or is implied by this examination. The claimant was examined in reference to the specific complaints emanating from the original injury. Any other medical conditions which are either unreported or felt to be unrelated to the original injury are considered to be beyond the purview of this exam. I further declare, under the penalties of perjury, that the information contained within this document was prepared, is the work product of the undersigned, and is true to the best of my knowledge and information. New York State License Number 173422, Shelley Epstein, M.D., date 5/31/23. I have also signed a conflict of interest attestation as requested.